It will go into the inyan of the Gemara that says that on Shmini Atzeres, the din is that you have to sit in the sukkah. Gemara says, the Shmini Atzeres, Mesav Yasvinon, you have to sit in the sukkah, Bruchei Lo Mevarchinen. You don't have to make a bracha. You're not allowed to make a bracha because that far you're not allowed to go. You're not allowed to show beferish that it's still chash sukkis. That's already a zilzal. But you have to sit in the sukkah. So we'll go on to the kasha of the Rishonim, the kasha of the Ritva and the Rashba. Then how is it that a person is allowed to sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres? Why isn't that getting to Baal Tosef? L'chayra, when a person adds a day on to a Yom Tif, it's considered Baal Tosef. There's even a whole sugya about it, about that sitting in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres is an issue of Baal Tosef. So how, l'maise, are we allowed to sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres? Now, in other words, if the Ritva himself says this, if we really wouldn't know, and we would be afraid that, in those days when they really didn't know, that wouldn't be Baal Tosef. Because if you're being machmer, because you really need to sit, because it might be sukkis, that's not Baal Tosef. But nowadays, we know the calendar. So we're adding a day, l'maise. So why isn't it an issue of Baal Tosef? Because over there I know that I'm adding. That's worse. In other words, there I know that the Bechor wasn't Nisarv with the Matan Dalet, and I know for a fact that I'm doing too much for the Bechor. So that's worse. But here the Pshat.
I don't know what I have.
Right. If I don't know at all what I had, that would be better. Okay. But anyways, this case we know what I have. So how could you do this? That's the kasha of the Ritva and the Rashba. So the Rashba says his famous Yesoid. Rashba's in Roshana Tezayin Amud Beis. He says, if Chazal tell you to do something, there is no Baal Tosef. The Torah told them that they're supposed to tell us things. He brings the pasuk Al Pi HaTorah Asher Yerucha. The Torah itself said the Chazal is supposed to tell us things. And Memela, that's not included in Baal Tosef. Baal Tosef is only if you went ahead and did your own thing in your Moisef. But if it's a din, the Rabbanan, that the Chazal went and told me I'm supposed to sit on Shmini Atzeres in the Sukkah, Al Pi HaTorah Asher Yerucha, there's no Baal Tosef. And the Ritva says it also Bekitzer, a few blot later, Rishana, the same Yisrael. Now, the Turi Evin in Rosh Hashanah says it's a pele. How could the Rashba say this? There's a Gemara about this kasha. The Gemara says a different pshat. The Gemara is on Chof Ches in Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara is machloikas, famous machloikas, mitzvahs tzrichas kavana or mitzvahs ein tzrichas kavana. Right? The big machloikas in the Gemara there. So Abaye said, if the din is mitzvahs ein tzrichas kavana, ihochi, if somebody sits in a sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, he's yoshen, he says, if he slept in a sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, he should get malchus. What's the pshat just tam? What's the taich in the Gemara? The Gemara is saying, if you hold mitzvahs tzrichas kavana, so then he won't get malchus, because he's only going to be doing Baal Tosef with kavana to add on a day, to sukkis. But if you hold mitzvahs ein tzrichas kavana, then he's going to get malchus for sitting in the sukkah the eighth day without the kavana, because you sat an extra day. The Gemara is tying Baal Tosef to tzrichas kavana. The Gemara is saying that if you hold tzrichas kavana, then the Baal Tosef needs kavana. If you hold mitzvahs ein tzrichas kavana, then the Baal Tosef doesn't need kavana. So the Gemara is saying if you have a man sleeping in a sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, you should whip him. You should give him malchus for Baal Tosef. The Gemara is asking the kasha. So the Gemara says, Amar Rava. Rava gave a new teretz that there's a yesoidistic condition. If a person is being moisif on a mitzvah, shaloi bizmanoi, if a person is adding on to the mitzvah, shaloi bizmanoi, meaning he's adding an eighth day, which is after Sukkot is over, you're only over with kavana. Rava said, even though it's true, mitzvahs, to perform a mitzvah, ein sriches kavana, but for the avera of Baal Tosif, if the person is being over Baal Tosif, shaloi bizmanoi, that he's adding on an extra day after the zman is over, for that we need kavana. In order to like attach it on, to be considered a hoysafa, it only is considered a hoysafa on the mitzvah when he has kavana. So, Zokta Turi Evan, what's going on here? The Rashba frekta kasha. Keilu, the Rashba's asking kasha. And the Rashba is saying his own teretz. And the Gemara frekta kasha, and the Gemara is like, under a teretz. What's happening over here? Meaning, really, he's saying it's a double kasha on the Rashba. First of all, the Gemara didn't say the Rashba's teretz. The Gemara didn't say that the teretz is because Chazal said so. So you see, Zokta Turi Evan, you see that that's not a good teretz. And also, it comes out the other kasha, that the Rashba should have said the Gemara's teretz. That since it's not in the Zman, where's the Kavana? So it's like a two-way kasha. So the answer is, Borer Ko'er HaShemesh, that it's really in the Ritva. And the Aruch Lanier says this, Lahedya, he says, the answer to the Turi Evan is the Ritva. That the Turi Evan was mushpa from Rashi's pshat. Rashi said that this story in the Gemara of this man who's sleeping Bishmini, Rashi is not on the page. Rashi is an Erevin. Rashi is an Erevin on Daf Tzadivav. Rashi says the man sleeping in the sukkah is me. All us eating in Chutzalarts, we're all sleeping in the sukkah or eating in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. That's what the Turi Evan understood the story to be, someone in Chutzalarts. The Ritva says that the story is someone in Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah is in Eretz Yisrael, and the Rashba is in Chutzalarts. Let's explain. In Eretz Yisrael, Abaye said that if a person were to sleep in the sukkah extra day on the Shemini, we should give him malchus. Because mitzvahs ain't tzriches kavana, and he's adding a day. So on that, Rava answered, when it's the extra day, when it's chutz lizmanoi, when it's out of the zman, in order to get the avera, you need to have a beferish kavana. I want to add a day to the deraisa. That's the Gemara. The Gemara is for Eretz Yisrael. The Rashba is for Chutzlarts. The Rashba is saying, granted that in Eretz Yisrael, you have a piece of Gemara to take care of the problem, but in Chutzlarts, the problem comes up once again. Why is that? Because the Rashba holds that when you have Kavana to sit in the Sukkah on the Shemini to be Mekayim the Derabbanan, that's called Kavana. That is called Kavana. Rava said that in Eretz Yisrael, it's okay because he did not have Kavana. He was sleeping in the sukkah it's cool air. That's not Kavana. But in Chutzala Oretz, when you sit in the sukkah, you're doing it for the mitzvah. So you are having kavana. So the Rashba is saying, Hodri Kushil Duchta in Chutzala Oretz, it should be an Aveir Baal Tosif. Zok the Rashba, the Teretz for Chutzala Oretz is because in Chutzala Oretz you have a new hat, because it's Al Piyatir Asher Yerucha. Okay, this is for sure clear pshat. Okay, so let's just chazer. According to the Rashba, there are two sugyas. There is the piece of Gemara, and there's the piece of Rashba. The piece of Gemara is going on a man sleeping in the sukkah, Leil Shemini Atzeres, for cool air. Frek Rabbi, let's give him Malkus for Baal Tosif. And for Rava, since he didn't have Kavana for a mitzvah, it's Mutter.
That's Eretz Yisrael.
That's Eretz Yisrael. I'm sorry. That's Eretz Yisrael. Comes the Rashba and says, but in Chutz La'aretz, Hadra Kusha Laduchta, you should get and give him Malkus for being Baal Tosif if he sleeps in the sukkah on Shemini Atzeres, because that's called Kavana. Zok the Rashba, in Chutz La'aretz we have a new teretz. Since Chazal made it, it's Al Pi HaTorah Shel Yerucha, there's a heter because of that. Okay, so that's what you see from the Rashba.
The Kavana is to be
Mekayim the Rabban. Oh, so that's a big chiddush you see from the Rashba. That is a big chiddush that you see from this Rashba. That the Rashba holds that when Rava said, Kavana makes you over, I would have thought, Kavana to do a Deraisa makes me over. No, from the Rashba you see clearly, Kavana to do a Derabbanan is also makes me over. So the Rashba needed his own new teretz to get you out of the problem. And this chiddush that you see in the Rashba,
but the kavanah is not to do the mitzvah of sukkah.
The raisa.
It's to do the rabban
of sveika de yoma, and even that kavanah is enough to make you a rabbal tosif. The idea must be the concept must be that as long as the person is doing it l'shem mitzvah, that is already considered a hoisafa to the mitzvah, even if you have any mitzvah kavana in your head. As long as you have some kind of kavana for mitzvah, it's already considered a hoisafa. That's what you see from the Rashi.
If I care that the Chacham made it yantiv, and now it's a sukkah's day midrabanan.
Okay, but it's still in the Rabban. Right, but you see, the Rabban and Kavanah, you're saying, what if the Rabban would have made a totally different mitzvah, nothing to do with sukkah at all? Maybe it's more, I don't know, maybe. This Yesoid, you see also from Taisvis. Taisvis also agrees that a Kavanah to do a mitzvah, the Rabbanan, is called Kavanah to be over about Taisvis. It's a Beferish of Taisvis right on the spot. Taisvis asks his famous kasha. He says, we all know that we blow 30 koilis before Shemoneh Esrei, and then we re-blow 30 koilis again in Shemoneh Esrei. Then we do more minhagim, but that's what it says in the Gemara. Fractoisis bal toisif. Lachayretz bal toisif. When you do the second 30, you're over bal toisif. So Taisis suggests maybe we'll say that it's after the Zman. Because you did your 30 koilis. And once you already were yotzei the mitzvah, it's already like avar zman. Maybe it's considered avar zman. So maybe that's the heter. Zok Taisis, it's not a good heter. Because Rava said if you do have kavana, you're over after the zman. And when you blow the second 30, you're having kavana. So Zok to be kveger, but what kavana is he having? Not a deraisa kavana. He knows the score. He knows he did the mitzvah deraisa already. So the teretz is he having kavana to do the derabbanan. Zokter b'kneger state on Taisvis that if a person has kavana to do a derabbanan, it's called having kavana, and you're over about Taisvis. Now Rabbi Kveger seichens that on Tezayin you have also the same Taisvis, and Taisvis over there also says the same answer of Avers Mano, and he stops there and he's happy. So Dr. Bikriger, Yenner Taisvis argues. Yenner Taisvis holds that Kavana means Kavana for a Deraisa. So he wants to say it's a Machlekes Taisvis in what kind of Kavana is called Kavana. Kavana to do any mitzvah is already about Taisvis, or only Kavana to do the Deraisa is about Taisvis. That's the Machlekes of the two Taisvis. So now the big Kasha is like this. Rabbi Kveger is on the page. I mean, yeah. I don't mean Gedin Hashas. I mean on Drush V'Chiddush. Yeah, I believe it's in Drush V'Chiddush. I believe. So it comes out that Taisvis and the Rashba, there's also a Rai from Aran, they all hold that if you have Kavana for a Drabbanon, that is called Kavana for doing a mitzvah, and it's already going to make you be over on Bal Toysef. Now, Toysef fears ice. So Lamaisa, what is the pshat? So how do we blow? How do we blow 60 kailas? Lamaisa, he has kavana. Toysef says that kavana derbanan is over Bal Toysef. So Toysef says his own new chiddush. Zok Toysef is that Bal Toysef means being moisif to a mitzvah, but repeating a whole mitzvah is mutter. Being moisif to a mitzvah is bal toisif, but repeating a mitzvah, blowing 30 koilis, and now you did it again, you did 30 koilis, and then you did again 30 koilis, that's not a shinui of the tzuras of mitzvah. That I'm adding those words, that's a ritva, like gives a shtickle hezburning. You're not allowed to add to a mitzvah, because you're being meshane the tzura of the mitzvah. But if you keep the mitzvah k'moy shehu, but the chazal is saying, do it nachamol, That's not called being Mishana the Tzur of the mitzvah. That's just doing it over. That's not the Isser of Baal Taisiv. That is the teretz that Taisiv gives to the blowing on Rosh Hashanah. The Rashba, totally different answer. The Rashba said that the answer is because whatever the Rabbanan tell you to do is not Baal Taisiv.
Telling it to do it over.
By Shmini Atzeres, that's not called doing over. That's not, one second. Sveika de Yoima is you mean the real original time when we really had a Sveika de Yoima. Now we do it because Zimnin, it's Gzera, might go back to Shmad. Yeah. According to that, you're not going to be Yoyer Baal Taisiv. If you did Sukkot twice, according to Taisivus, L'chaira, if the pshat would be that you're making Sukkot 14 days long, then you'll be Yoyer, because you're being Moisif, you're changing the tzur of the mitzvah. You're saying the Sukkot is now 14 days. The heter that Taisivus is talking about is if you're saying the mitzvah of Sukkot is 7 days. Now we're doing another time Sukkot. That should be mamish the heter. I think that should be mamish the case that Tosif would be matur, mitzad bal Tosif wouldn't be a problem.
And Tosif says that we blow 30 kolos before Shmonas, right? And we blow 30 kolos either during or after, or during
Chazar Shat.
But we blow them differently. It's not repeating the same.
They are the same. They're the same. They're the same kailas. Maybe, oh, you mean we do Tashrat, Tashat, the order. Oh, the Seder. Okay. But that's like not ma'akev, and you could have done that
It's
the first ones also. It's not like a ma'akev difference, so it's basically the same.
They're both making the shayfer 60, not 30.
Yeah, but the pshat in the mitzvah that Chazal are saying is biyotze once, and then do it again. It's like the lashon of the Gemara, toikin v'choizrin v'toikin. The mitzvah is to do the tkiyas and do it over. That is the tzura of what Chazal told you to do. And if they're just telling you to be koifal the mitzvah, that's not Baal Taisiv. Is Frekt Rabbi Kiveger the Kushiyo HaAtzuma? He asked the Kasha, and the Shash asked the Kasha. He says, Lefi Taisvis, Heicha Matzinu Yadenu Viragleinu, that we sit in the Sukkah on Shemini Atzeres. How does the Gans Klal Yisrael sit in the Sukkah Shmini Atzeres? Obviously, Taisvis doesn't hold of the teretz of the Rashba, because Taisvis didn't say the teretz of the Rashba. The Rashba says that Lefi Mai Pshat, the answer why you're Tekeya 60 Koilas on Rosh Hashanah is the same thing. Chazal told you, Al Pi Al Terasha Yerucha. Taisus did not say that teretz.
It's like a sheva al tassim and Chazal tells you, Yoshka.
Oh, it's not because of that. It's because that's not called Baal Taisif. Baal Taisif means you're adding. If you're listening to Chazal, you found Chazal, that's that the Torah was matter there. So the Rashba says that to answer Shmini Atzeres, and also to answer the Kiyas. Taisvis says the Kasha of the Kiyas, and did not say the Teretz of the Rashba. So Taisvis said the whole Teretz of the Kiyas is because you're just doing the mitzvah, and you're koifel the mitzvah. So then that doesn't work by Shmini Atzeres. So by Shmini Atzeres, how do we sit in the Sukkah?
You just have in one day.
Oh, so but the pshat is, that's what I was saying before. If Chazal would say there's another mitzvah of Sukkot, that would be koiflin. But they didn't say that there's another Sukkot. It's, they say you have to sit 8 days. So then it's not koiflin. So l'chayra, it's mamish, it should become out. It's about Taisif, according to Taisif. So how do you answer for Taisif?
Maybe it's because it's a sofek.
Well, if it would really be a sofek, we start in the beginning. Taka, the Ritva himself says, if it would really be a sofek, that's not Baal Taisiv. Because you're doing it, because you're like doing it only in case. But we know. So l'chayr for us, it's... So the Rashash, Mamish says your thing. It's a chiddush gadol, but he wants to say, you could say a teretz for Taisvis, that even the takona of Chazal is, we do it ke'ilu we're mesopik. Like Dugma Ladavar, we all know that if a person didn't do Tayyip Tavshilin, right? It's going to happen. It just happened in Yeshiva Lane that somebody at Mamish happened to him. He forgot to do Erev Tavshilin, right? Now we have another chance coming up, Mitzvah Shem tomorrow. right? Somebody forgets to do Erev Tavshilin, so he still has an Eitz, right? On the first day Yom Tiv, he makes it to Nisus. If today is Yom Tiv, then I don't need an Erev Tavshil, because tomorrow's Chol. If today is Chol, then I make Erev Tavshil. You say that, Hayoim ke Hayoim Hazeh. Hey, what do you mean? If, you know. There it says, Machazal, we're misakin it ke'ilu, it's a sveika de yoima. That you make your noye ke'ilu, it's still a suffix. So he wants to say that with that, you could also answer Vikvegar's kasha, that the pshat is, you're sitting in the sukkah on Shemini Atzeres, but it's ke'ilu, you're saying, if today is the seventh day, then I'm taka sitting in the sukkah. If today is the eighth day, I don't have any kavanah for any mitzvah.
Obviously, it's like so, that, because that's the whole gather of you can make it night by Erev Tavshilin, because you act as if it's a
you act as if. Okay, but the chiddush is that it's true you're acting as if, but over here, the pshat is soif kol soif, you're doing the mitzvah, right? It's not pshat that it's a suffix that you're doing a mitzvah. So he wants to say, since you're doing it b'toyras, that takana, it's still not called a problem of Baal Tosis.
According to the shita that tells you, it's not speaking.
No, there's no such shita. That's by Rosh Hashanah.
Rebbe, but there's also a machlokes b'shnei yom shel Golias.
Oh, you mean in the, yeah? There's one man, the Omar. Yeah, you're right. In Erevin, that says that Rabbi Yosei. Okay.
Bavli.
Yeah. No, there's also in the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi also brings that man, the Omar, down.
So according to that shita, the stakias and the rabbonon and the yom arichte, his voices them as zog.
I hear. Okay.
As all of makoyach to zog. Yeah. A day is 48 hours.
Yeah.
Sometimes it happens.
You say according to him, it'll be sure. Okay, the Rashash wants to say according to the Din, that's what he wants to say. But I have a kasha. Even if you say like the Rashash, that the answer is Sveika de Yoima, and since you're doing it b'toyra, Sveika de Yoima, it's not Baltoisif. What about a new kasha? Mamish today it hit me, I don't know why. Today, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's takana. Misha chor beis hamikdash, you're supposed to be noitel the lulav shiva. What will Taisus do with a takana like that? What will Taisus do over there? How are you going to answer? How are you allowed to take the lulav 7 days? It's going to be Baal Taisif. Nothing to do with fake the yom over there. So the Rashba will say the same answer. Beautiful. Anytime Chazal tell you to do it, al piyat teira sher yerucha. It's miyashiv alikashas. But according to Taisvis, how do you do that? So I was in its star. Somebody should ask the kasha. Baruch Hashem, I found the kasha. The Imre Baruch in Rosh Hashanah on Lamed, Mamish asked the kasha. He says, Bishlama, like the Rashba, Givaldik. The way Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made the takana, al piyat teira sher yerucha. But Tosis doesn't agree to that. The only half Tosis can find is because you're doing the mitzvah twice. So how do you take the lulav for 7 days? I was thinking of that because the other days are not as machmer as the first day. But that's a big chiddush to me because you see that if a person is moisif, his stamazoi, he's also over Baal Tosif, right? So even though there's no gedorim to his hoisafa, but if Lamaisa he was Maisif, he's already over. So Lechayer, how can it be worse?
So where's the Maisif here that he makes it Bigvulin?
From 1 day to 7 days.
No. He's doing
Bigvulin, you sure.
Where is the, if somebody has a mitzvah based on Mikdash, let's say, to do our office, and he does our office Bigvulin, would you call it Baal Tosif?
No, but here the pshat is in the Gvulim, there's a chiv to do it 1 day,
and he's doing it for seven.
Because he's being moisif from Mikdash, that's not a heter, that's not matter this or Baal Tosif because of that. Lamais is being moisif.
Because he's just, he's doing a mitzvah. There is now a mitzvah to do in Beis HaMikdash Lul. But he does, he makes the mitzvah from the Beis HaMikdash Bigvul.
No, so that's moisif. Why not? Yeah, Zichar should be Baal Tosif. Zichar should be Baal Tosif. So that's the kash.
What is about
so I want to say,
the
Baal Tosif is from 1 day to 7 days. You want to answer because he's moisif from the gvulin. Thus, health nisht, it's still Baal Tosif.
No.
Thus is the kash. I'll call upon him. The answer I want to tell you is the answer that the Briskerov said. The Briskerov said, Be'emis Arbanamik Akdoma, the Pnei Yeshua on the Tosif. Tosif says the answer is because you're kaifel. So the Pnei Yeshua says, I want to tell you, I saw a teretz in the Rashba. Yenner teretz. Al Pi HaTorah. He says, Tamely, we can sign that Tosfos didn't say the Rashba's teretz. Dvorav kira I mutzak. Yeah. The words of the Rashba are gesund, they're solid. How could it be that Tosfos didn't say the teretz of the Rashba? And I will mention also that in the Ritva and Sukkah and Lamed Aleph, he brings both. He says, Tosfos' teretz about Kaiflin. And he says, Oid yeshloimar vehu hanochoin, that al pi HaTorah asher yerucha. So you see that the Ritva also and the Pnei Yeshua held that that is the teretz. So why didn't Tosfos say the teretz? Why did Tosfos not want to say the teretz of the Rashba? The Pnei Yeshua says re'i mutzak. The Ritva says hu anochi. So I'll tell you over the Briskerov's teretz. Briskerov said like this. He said, it says in the Gemara, why do we blow two times? Why do we blow 30 and 30? To mix up the Satan. Why? Because the Satan sees that not only are we doing what we're mechuyev to do, but we're even doing another 30 koilas. So we're azoyfil mechabev the mitzvahs. So he says, forget it. He has yish. The yidin are so mechabev mitzvahs, they do extra. So v'meilot ma'arbev the satan. Is the shaila, what does it mean that the satan sees that we are mechabev the mitzvahs? Maybe Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, I don't know whoever it was, who made up the din that you have to blow 60, he was mechabev mitzvahs. But I'm just doing 60 because it says in the Machzor or it says in the Mishnah Brura that you have to do 60. So where do you see my grace of chavivas for mitzvahs? Okay. Zok the Briskerov, the teretz is, look in the Rambam. The Rambam says in Hilcha Shofar that the chiv to blow the shofar is 30 koilis in Shmoina Esrei al Seder HaBrochas. That is the chiv. There is no chiv to blow before Shmeina Esrei. There is none. You want to do it? Doesn't they do it? Gans Klal Yisrael does it. Why does Gans Klal Yisrael do it? Not because they're mechiv. Because they want to mix up the satan. So in Mela we have a minig. It's a minig, zicher. That we do it also before to mix up the satan, but there is no chiv derabanan. You hear a moyer dikazat? There is no chiv derabanan to blow 60 koilas. 30 are a chiv, that's how the Rambam says, and the other 30, we do it in order to mix up the satan. It's memela avad or mechai. How do we say brocha on such a thing? I don't know. Maybe, I didn't learn the sugya good enough. Maybe the Rabbanan did do something. They did say that, like, if you, I don't know. It's a good kasha what you're asking. How do you make a bracha then? Maybe they did do something. They just didn't make it a chiyuv. They made, I don't know. I don't know exactly. While Kapanim in the Rambam, it does not say that you're mechuyev to do those first 30 koilas. I mean, he mentions it, but he doesn't say it when he says how to do tkiyas. He says, so the Briskerov said, that's the pshat. Lo'olam, the ganze welt agrees to the Rashba. Everyone agrees to the Rashba that what al pi HaTorah asher yerucha is a teretz. The whole thing is azoy. The Rashba said that it's also a teretz for blowing 60 koilas because the Rashba hold that the Rabbanim were yerucha to blow 60 koilas. So he said it answers the case of 60 koilas. Tosfos held like the Rambam that there is no derabbanan that you have to blow 60 koilas. So Tosfos said, oy bezoy, it's mamish going to be bal Tosfos because every yid is going ahead and blowing 60 koilas with no chiv. So Tosfos said, by koilas, we have to say a new teretz of koifel the mitzvah. Tosfos only needed to say the teretz of koifel the mitzvah by the case of the 60 koilas because over there, Tosfos held, there's no chiv. But by Shmini Atzeres, where everyone knows it's in the Gemara that you have to sit in the Sukkah, Avad, everyone holds it, the teretz of Al Pi HaTorah Asher Yerucha. That is what the Briskerov said.
And the Ritva said it.
The Ritva said
both terutzim where?
On Shofar.
On Shofar.
On Shofar he said both terutzim. No, there is no two terutzim. By Sukkah, the only one is Asher Yerucha. So the Bekitzer Biskra said everybody could hold of the Teres of Asher Yerucha.
It comes out then the Irvim on the Sutton doesn't happen until we blow the actual Chiyuv, according to the Ram. The actual Chiyuv is in the Chazara.
Yeah. Why? He sees we're mechav mitzvahs. We're blowing before extra kailos. Why wouldn't he get it mixed up? You see, we're mechav the mitzvah. You see already that we're mechav the mitzvah. We're doing extra 30.
Extra till after the next 30.
What?
He doesn't know they're extra till the next.
He doesn't know they're extra. Why? The din is you have to do the real ones in Shmoneh Esrei, the Rambam says. So these can't be the main ones. Oh, you see over here that there's Baal Tosif before also. You see, Baal Tosif doesn't have to be after. Extra either side is called Baal Tosif. There's a few rise to that.
The Rambam said a little bit in the minik of saying 30 kailos before, and then there's also Pisharuch.
Yes, of course, you can't say that they made a chiyuv. That's what I'm saying. They didn't say a chiyuv. Maybe they said, if you do it, it's got a Shem mitzvah on it. That's maybe, I'm wondering. I have to look carefully. Maybe they said, if you do it, it's considered a mitzvah, but not a chiyuv. No chiyuv. Can't say it's a chiyuv. So that's, now I will tell you that I said this teretz over many years, and as chatoya ani mazkir, that be'emes, there's a beferish akasha, mamish akasha on what the Briskerov said. Mamish akasha. Ad kedekach that I assume that maybe the Briskerov would tell me that he's not coming to far-end for the whole Tosis, he's just far-endering that you could say this in the Rambam. Why? Because Tosis says another kasha. Tosis, besides for the kasha from the 60 koilis, there's another kasha in the same Tosis. Tosis brings down another Gemara at the very end of Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says that midoraisa you have to blow 6 koilis. Tashat, tashat. Midrabanan, they made it into 9. Tashat, tashat, tashat. Well, the Gemara brings different mandomer, but one mandomer says that you only have to blow 6 midaraisa and 9 midrabanan. Then from 9 it grew to many more because we got mixed up what is it? Is it a shvarim? Is it a trua? Is it a shvarim trua? So it got more until it came 30. That's how it became from 9 into 30. But the Iker 9, the Shoyrish thing is 9. So everybody always thinks in their head, 9 are deraisa. Not everybody in the Gemara says 9 are deraisa. One Mandomer says 6 are deraisa, Teshat, Teshat. And the third Teshat is the Rabbanan. So Tosis says on that also the same Kasha. How did the Rabbanan go from 6 to 9? I, it's Baal Tosif. And Tosis says the same Teretz, you're just being kaifel, you're just doing again. No, that's a Chiv. That's a chiv. That's not a minig. That's not an arv of satan. And on that also, Tosis said the same teretz of kaifel. So the Briskerov, it's printed in the Gracha Lashas. It's the Briskerov's pshat. It's printed there. He doesn't bring that piece of Tosis at all. He only brings the piece of the 60 kailos. But L'chaira, you see that Tosis said it even on chiv, and he didn't answer. He did not say that. He didn't answer the Rashba on that. He did not answer the Rashba on that either. So I don't know what to say. It may be the Briskerov was just saying, Lefi the Rambam, I don't know what. But L'chaira entices himself, you see that he, Mamish, does not agree with the Teretz of the Rashba. And really, the Ritva sounds like that too, because he says, Tosis answers, Kaifal, Inami v'hu anochain. Yeah, all right, because that's Pashat that the Ritva held, that Tosis was arguing on the Rashba, but that's for sure. But even Tosis himself, L'chaira, you see clearly, there is a Chiyuv to do the 7, 8, and 9, and still Tosis holds it's a problem about Tosif. So, Eibazoi, it's Hadra Kushya Leduchta, if Tosis really argues on the Rashba, and he holds that Apiya Toya Shal Yerucha is still a problem about Tosif, Rabbi Kveger's kasha is back. So then, how do you sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres? So I think you're going to have to say what the Achreinim already, earlier Achreinim, Pnei Yeshua and the Imri Baruch themselves say, that Tosis is going to have to agree a little bit to the Rashba, like Lechatzoin to the Rashba, that the Pshat is Azoi. If it was an issue of mishmeres, if it was a thing that Chazal are mechuyiv to make this takana. For example, the Torah says asu mishmeres l'mishmarti. Chazal have to make takanis to make sure that the gezeres yogim and gezeres. So there, where the Torah told Chazal to make gezeres, avada they're allowed to be moisif. Avada over there, Tosis says maskim. So, for example, Shmini Atzeres was made because to keep the mitzvah of sukkah in good shape, like the Gemara explains. The Chazal said, Zimnin, maybe it will come a Shmad Chas V'Shalom, and people will be confused once again that they may mix up that today is, you know, they'll think it's Shmini Atzeres, and they won't realize it's really still the seventh day of Sukkot. So because of this, Chazal felt that they must be mechayiv to sit in the sukkah one more day to make sure that people keep the mitzvah. So anytime the Chazal made it in order to make a siyog and a takana, it's part of Chazal's chiyuvim to do that. So that's for sure not called Baal Tosif. The same thing the Imre Baruch says, if they made the takana because they were mechuyu for any other reason. For example, tziyah in doyresh einla. The Gemara brings a pasuk, tziyah in doyresh einla miklal the tziyah in boi drisha. There's a chiyuv from Navi that you have to make drisha for tziyah, and that's why they said you have to keep doing the lulav all 7 days. So state in the Navi that you have to do this. So anything Chazal did because state that they are mechuyev to do it over there, avada toisiv has to agree to the Rash, but there's no issue of bal toisiv. But by the arbe v'satan, by blowing 60 koilis, and the same thing when they added from 6 to 9, the Gemara doesn't say why they did it. I don't know why they did it. But it wasn't, the Gemara didn't say it was like a siyog. Over there, Tosis holds, since that wasn't a chiv that the Rabbanan had to do it, they added a thing. Chazal have a takana power. They can make a takana for l'arbiv ha-satan. Doesn't say in the Torah, Chazal are mechuyiv to be ma'arbiv the satan. It doesn't say in the Torah, Chazal are mechuyiv to make 9 tekiyas, but they could. And these takanis, that's the baha pligi toisis v'arashba. The Rashba says anything which is al pi al toyah she yerucha is automatically a heter of bal toisif on it. And toisis says no. If the chachazal were mechuyiv to do this takana because asu mishmesel mishmarti or tzi endoyish einla, so they're mechuyiv to do it, then there's no bal toisif. If Chazal were just moisif because they wanted to make a takana, then Tosis holds there is a problem. Chazal themselves have to worry that they're going against Baal Tosif. And therefore Tosis said on the 60 koilis or on the 9 koilis, it's got to be a new heter of being koifel the mitzvah. Okay, this is the end of the first part of what we're talking about. So let's make a sikum on the first inyan. The question is, Lamaisa, how do we in Chutz La'aretz sit in the sukkah on the 8th day? What happened to the inyan of Baal Tosif? So really, if you were Madaik, we really have 3 answers. We focused on 2, but it came out really 3. The 2 main answers we focused on is the Rashba's and Ritva's Teretz, the Nochin, Hu Anochin, because whatever Chazal tell you to do is not Baal Tosif. The other answer, according to our Maskana, is that Tosfos also agrees lechatzoin that when Chazal make a takana because they had to do so as a siyog to protect that we should make sure we'll always be sitting in the sukkah, there's 7 proper days, even in the Zman of a Shmad. So since they had to do so, there even Tosfos agrees, there's no Baal Tosfos. That's the 2 main answers. And then it was near miles within what we were saying, that there is really a 3rd answer, that Tosfos and Tezayin said that a kavana for a mitzvah drabbanan is not called kavana. So according to Tosfos and Tezayin, the answer is that since we're only having kavana for a drabbanan, we're only having kavana to sit in the sukkah midrabbanan on Shmini Atzeres, that's not called kavana. And Rava told us that when you don't have kavana, you're not over shalei bizmana. So really you have 3 terutzim, and 2 are very similar. Oh, I forgot. That's right. And the Rashash. The Rashash had a 4th teretz. The Rashash said that since your kavana is like Sveika Diyoima, you're doing it like if it's the 7th day, that's also not called Baal Tosif.
Maybe Chazal changed the 2 of the mitzvah, it's not called Tosif. So, like what Shmuel says, they don't let you sleep in a sukkah. It's not the same thing as being kind of, it's a sukkah, say. So it's not
That would be a chiddush, because that would be similar to someone else said something similar like that, because you see that you're also over Baal Tosif if you do your own thing. Like the Gemara says, let's say the Kohen added a fourth bracha. Right? He's over Baal Tosif. He said, Yosef Hashem Aleichem Kochem Elef Palmim.
Yeah, but that would fit in with the Gemara, because the Gemara was only talking about a Yashin by Baal Tosif.
That's true. The Gemara did say Yashin. That
right.
is true.
So therefore, two times be sleeping, that's a Baal Tosif.
I hear. The only thing is what I'm trying, about that if it's only if the getter is the same, it's hard to say, because when you do things on your own, it's also Baal Tosif, and there's no getter. You ask the person, what's a getter to what you're doing? I have no getter. Whatever I did, I did. It seems as long as Lemaise, you were a Maisif, you're already over L'chair. Okay, that Al Kapanim, that is the Terutz in the Acharonim say. Now, I wanted to say, I think I'll go to the third Chalik. The third Chalik is like this. There is a new Teretz. I don't know if you could mamish call it that they're going to answer this Kasha mamish, but in the tour. The tour brings a minhug that some had on Shmini Atzeres that at night they did everything in the house. The night suitor was in the house and they slept in the house. And the whole thing of Shmini Atzeres, it was in the day. Mesav Yasvinan, they touched up in the day. Zok the tour, two short words on that. Ve'enoy minhag. That's the whole tour. He said, yesh, oimim. So the shayla is, what was pshat in these people? Why did they learn up such a thing that it's only in the day and not in the night? So there's a machlekes Beis Yosef and Bach. Beis Yosef says the reason is because they held like this. At night we say Kiddush. In Kiddush, you say Shechiyonu. Really, he could have, he didn't mention, you also say Shmi Atzeres HaChagazeh in Kiddush too, but he didn't, man, he says, you say Shechiyonu. He says, Azoy Vait Sufil. You can't say Shechiyonu and sit in the Sukkah at the same time. That's what they held. You're saying Shechiyonu, it's a brand new Yom Tov, obviously. And at the same time, you're sitting in the Sukkah, Dos Tzufel. In the day already, you don't say Shechiyonu, by Kiddush, you can be Soivel it. But at night, that's the Pshat, the Beis Yosef game. Right, it's only a steer when you say it beferish. You're not supposed to say the steer beferish in the sukkah. That's
the kiddush, not the shechayanu. When you say by kiddush, it's yom shmini atzeres.
At night, right? For some reason, I mentioned that, but he doesn't say. I don't know why. He says it's al shechayanu. That's what Beis Yosef says. The Bach says the time of the minig was to avoid Baal Tosif. Zok the Bach, if I would keep on going straight in a row. Straight from Sukkot into Shmini Atzeres, then I'm going to get into Isha Baal Tosif. Now, I don't know if he meant Mamish Baal Tosif or Mechzik Baal Tosif. I don't know which one he meant, but whatever it is, you get into Shtikl Baal Tosif. So this way you make a Hefzik, you go home. Now you start all over from new, and you sit in the day in the Sukkah, no more Baal Tosif, Kemoi Misha Yoshev B'Sukkah B'Emtza HaShana Zaktabach. Just like if somebody sits in a sukkah emtza shana, avada, there's no Baal Tosif. Same thing. He doesn't say why. He just says, azay is this. So the same thing, if you skip the night, that's like you broke it off, and there's no Baal Tosif. So l'chayra, what the Bach is telling me over here is that there's a new klal epis, that if you have a hefzik in between, it's not considered Baal Tosif. Now, the shayla is, the Beis Yosef didn't say the reason of the Bach. Can you give a reason why would the Beis Yosef not say like the Bach? So at first I would think Azai, that maybe what's going on here is there's a famous Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara says that if you have lulav enoy tzarich eged, if you hold la halacha, the din is a lulav doesn't need to be tied. L'chadchila we tie it for hider, but you can be yoytzi b'diyeved if you do the four minim untied. So if you were moisif, another min, we don't say Baal Tosif. Hai l'chudei koi, v'hai l'chudei koi. Each one is separate, it's not Baal Tosif. That is the Gemara, famous Gemara, Sanhedrin, Peches, Amid Beis. The stira is that it says black and white in Sukkah, Lamed Alpha, Amid Beis, that it's usur to add a fifth min. So the Rishonim all say this kasha. Here it says l'chudei koi, here it says it's usur. So there's many answers, but two Iker answers are mentioned. Tosfos with the Ritva. Tosfos says the answer is that Avada the Iker is the Gemara in Sukkah. You are over Baal Tosif on a fifth min. Sanhedrin. The Gemara Sanhedrin is talking about psul, not about aver. The Gemara is saying, if you tied in lefi, you know, Rabbi Yehuda says, lulav tzorcheget. Rabbi Yehuda says, you have to tie the lulav. If you tied in lefi Rabbi Yehuda, fifth min, you pasled yourself that you were not yoytze. But according to the Chachamim, lulav ein tzorcheget hachudei koi, you were oiver baltois if we give him malchus, but you were also mekayim the mitzvah. Okay, mitzvah baver, we'll talk about a different thing. But you got a mitzvah of arba minim, and you got an aver of baltois. So Mimela two gemaras shtim. Ha'il chudei koi is a kashrus that you were. The Gemara Sanhedrin is a kashrus. You were mekayim the arba minim. The Gemara in Sukkah says, but it's a lav of baltois if they had a fifth min. The Ritva says no. La'olam the ikar is the Gemara in Sanhedrin that you are mutter. You are mutter to add a fifth min because it's lechudei koi. The Gemara in Sukkah said usser to add a fifth min. That's a stam exer derbanan because they're afraid you're going to put in a fifth min, a cucumber, and then next year you'll forget about your aravus and you'll put a cucumber alone. So it's a derbanan din that they didn't want you putting in a fifth min. But avada maker din, it's mutter legamri if it's lechudei koi. So the Ritva asks, according to me, that it has to be tied. You're only over when you tie it together. So, frek the Ritva. So, why did the Gemara say that it's malchus if you sat in the sukkah on the eighth day? Well, where's the string between the eighth day and the other 7 days? According to Taisvis, the Yeroiver Lechudei Koi also, Yeroiver on the lap. So the Gemara says, you're like it. But according to me, that Lechudei Koi is a heter, so why is the eighth day tied together? Zok the Ritva, Ritzifus Hayomim Hu Hakoigdon. The Avol Im Yesh Hefsik, then there's no Eged. Azoi state in the Ritva. So at first, I thought, no, okay, so that's what's going on. The Bach is really saying over a Ritva. That the Pshat is, that the whole way you're over is it's tied together. And the way that's tied together says the Ritva is because it's Ritzifus Hayamim. But if there's a day in between, it's not tied together. So Mimela, you're not over. But the Beis Yosef wouldn't agree with that because in Shulchan Aruch Tav Resh Nunav, it says black and white, we don't paskin like the Ritva, we paskin like the other Rishonim, there you are over Baal Tosif, even though it's Lechudei Koi. So Memela, he didn't say that there. But of course it's impossible to say that, because the Bach also knows the Shulchan Aruch. And the Bach knows that the din is that we paskin, that even if it's Lechudei Koi, the din is that we paskin, it's Aveir of Baal Tosif anyways. So then how could the Bach say what he said? So the answer is Pashit. The answer is that the Bach is saying his own Chiddush. He's saying like this. That if a person stam sat in a sukkah on a stam day in the middle of the year, it's not going to be Baal Tosif because man dechar shmei, where in the world do you see he's trying to be moisif on any mitzvah? He's just sitting in a sukkah. He's not trying to be moisif on the yom tov of sukkahs.
Yes, kavon
out. Oh, so 1 second. So I'm going to get that in a second. So the Bach is saying the same thing. If the person is mafsik, even half a night. So tomorrow, man b'char shmei, we don't see any connection b'chlal with the rest of the mitzvah. He's saying his own klal. You don't see that he's being maisif at all. A meaning like this. True. We paskin in Shulchan Aruch that if you put five minim in your hands together, you're going to get a malchus of Baal Tosif, even though it's l'chudei koi. Okay, because you're shaking five minim, so you see that the person is. But if a person sits in a sukkah a week after sukkahs, why should you look at it like it has any shaykhs to the mitzvah? That's what the Bach is saying. So the Bach is saying even one night is already considered no shaykhs to the mitzvah. Oh, so the shayla is, but b'chayr, that's not a good dimyan. Bishlama, if the person sat in the, what's the Bach's dimyan, I'm asking? Bishlam, if a person asked, sat in the sukkah in the middle of the year, and the, so of course you're right. Man taka man dechar shmei. Why? He's celebrating sukkahs now. It's 2 months. It's Hanukkah now. He's sitting in the sukkah. I don't know. He's looking. I don't know. He was cold. Whatever it is. There, I understand the Bach easily, but over here, that the person is sitting in the sukkah on the eighth day. What do you mean that it doesn't look like he's being moisif? Of course, everybody knows why he's sitting in the sukkah. The reason why he's sitting in the sukkah is because he's trying to do the mitzvah of the sukkah for the eighth day, because the Chazal told him. So how can the Bach say that over there also it's not considered a hoy safa? How can the Bach tell that too? So either you could answer me, but the Bach is saying that even though it's true that the person had kavana and he's trying, but the Bach is saying that if it's not together, it can't be a hoy safa. The Bach is taka being mechadish a chiddush. He's saying like this: by five minim, even though they're not tied together. By five minim, even though they're not tied together, but your mom is shaking them bivas achas, so that we look at as a hoisaf. If it's not together because you missed the night in between, then I don't care. Even if you have kavana, even if you have kavana that you're now doing sukkahs again, it's too late. It's nisparda achavila. It's separated. So he's just being mechadish such a chiddush. And then, very good. Beis Yosef doesn't hold the chiddush. He didn't agree with that chiddush of the Bach. And the emes is that it says Beferish in Kama Svarim. It says in the Pri Megodim, in his Psicha Kelelis, and it says in the Maral Miprag, in Voes Chanan, and it says in the Minchas Chinuch, they all say, we hold, if a person sat down in Chanukah, in a sukkah, and he said, I want to add a day now, he gets Malkus for Baal Tosef. That's what they all say. So the Beis Yosef would hold like them too, and the Bach is being Mechadish, no, if you made a Hefzik.
What does Rava mean? Shalev is fine of a kavana.
Oh, well, there the story was Shemini. There was no hefzik.
I'm saying Rava is making a klal.
Without kavana, they all say. Without kavana, Rava made a klal. Then you're not. I'm talking with kavana. I'm talking about with kavana now.
With kavana,
shaloi bizmanoi, then you are oiver, says Rava. Says the Bach, but hani mili if you don't have a hefzik. But if you do have a hefsek, says the Bach, then there's no Baal Tosef at all. Since you stay at home for a night.
Bach is saying that in Rava.
Even Rava would agree to me. So then he would be saying a big chiddush. That would be what the Bach would be saying. That it can't be a Baal Tosef if it's separated by one night, even with Kavana, the loy like all those achrayim. Or maybe we could.
It's related to the two that ain't a minute.
Yeah, lemaisa ain't a minute. Because the Gemara said meisa v'yasvina, and you cannot start putting in that that's only in the day. Because you're going connected to Gemara. The Gemara says meisa v'yasvina. You cannot just come up and say, I feel that the Gemara is only in the day, but at night, you can't do that. Ain't a minute. There's no makor for this.
The day, like the day, those min hogim.
Yeah, but you can't. He's saying a pshat in those people why they did it, but they're wrong because the Gemara zoknish doesn't.
You told me that the Gemara means in the day.
That's what they're saying, and the Torah says eino minig mekenish zogin azazah. That's not pshat in the Gemara, exactly right. That's so now the other way to say would be azoy that be'emis the Bach also agrees that if you had kavona lemitzvah, then avadi you are over Baal Tosef, even if it's a hefsik, like the Minchas Chinuch and like all the other. But the Bach, where he was coming, he's saying Yener Shita holds like Tosef Tezayin. That Tosef Tezayin said when you have kavana for a drabbanon, that's not called kavana. So Mimela, the pshat is it's like a case without kavana. The Bach is not saying a big chiddush. The Bach is saying by the case where everyone would agree that if a person makes a hefsik and he does it without kavana, then it's not a Isser Baal Tosef. So the Bach would be saying like this. The minhag goes like this. At night, if they would sit at night, really they don't have kavan at night either. Because we're going like the Zion. But Rava said, Taka, that when there's no kavana, it's not like it. But it says in the Mordechai, in Perek Lulavah Rava, that Rava is Midaraisa. But midrabbanon, even without kavana, it's aser. So this minhag holds like the Mordechai, even like from a Gemara, that's iser drabbanon. So therefore, this minhag said, skip the night, don't sit in there at night, in order to not get the drabbanon problem of Baal Tosef, and only sit there in the day. What is it? What's the teyelis? The teyelis is because if you make a hefsek of a night and you sit there in the day, then if you don't have kavanah, it's pashit. There's no srach of bal teis if you meet the rabbanon like someone who sits in the middle of the day. Then the bach is very geschmack. Just like if somebody sat in a sukkah in the middle of the year, the bach says pashit, you're not over. How does the bach know it's pashit, you're not over? Tons of achrayim say you are over. The answer is because if you sit in the sukkah without any kavanah in the middle of the year, no one's going to say that you're over. So the same thing here, when you sat in the day of Shemini Atzeres, the Bach is going that it's like a case of no kavana. If there's no kavana, really, it should be mutter even at night. Parrot says, no, the Mordechai, that is the Rabbana. So that's the other Shita in the Svarim about Baal Teis. Okay, a good kvittel.
Good. What if he sits in the silk at night with no kavana at all?
Right.
Everybody, so the Bach would say that it's the Rabbana.
It's the Rabbana. Well, I mean, Lamaisa, the din is, I mean, that you're chayiv to sit in this. If they wouldn't, though, they wouldn't.
But let's say he's sitting at Tishi after it's a Chatzor
sitting in this. Right, Mutter.
Straight. Well, the Bach says, over Issa the Rabbana.
Oh, straight, yeah.
Even without Kavana?
Yeah, even without Kavana.
Right. You can't say the fact that you don't even know. It's not Stam. You're making a statement that it's now Sukkot today. So even if you sit the next day in Sukkot and say, I have mine Sukkot, well, you're shaiting. You have to be in line. No, it goes against your kavanas because if you really hold today's sukkah and you're sitting during
you
the day,
you showed that it's not real.
Yeah, exactly. It's like doing about taste of wrong, maybe. I don't know, maybe if you do about taste of wrong, it's not about taste. But here you already said last night, it's not sukkah. So how can you come today and say it is sukkah? Maybe next day, I don't know, but you already ruined today.
Since you
said last night, it's not sukkah.
Says not sukkah. I hear. The only thing is that it is sukkah. I hear. You're saying maybe if you said the feirish, it's better because like you're.
Yeah.
I hear.
By the way, are you over about times if you do it wrong, incorrectly?
That's a child acharonim. Some acharonim say yes, you're over, even if as long as you did like the ikker thing, and if you did a lot of dinim wrong, you're still over baltaisi.
Also, whatever he said at the beginning, drabbanan baltaisi. That's not all drabbanan. It's Chanuk. If you light the ninth night, you know
that. No, we're talking about
no. Some drabbanans are connected.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
To make sure. Okay. Shkaya.
Yeah.
Yar,
baby. Shkaya. Oh, I forgot. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
This is not familiar.
Yeah, I'm sorry.